Born into the Nashville music scene, things hadn't come easily for the youngest son of Will Sheridan and younger brother to James Sheridan. For most of his life, Utah Sheridan had lived in and chafed under the shadow of his famous father. He played in his father's band instead of his own. He grew up in the public eye and in what some considered social advantages, never knowing whether people liked him for himself, to get closer to his father, or for his own healthy bank account. In the next few minutes, he'd step out of his father's shadows and perform his original song on the stage of the Ryman Auditorium during the live taping of Rising Star. It was the first crucial step into becoming his own man. Emerald Bronze stood in the wings, hanging on Utah's every word. She'd arrived in Nashville 6 months earlier on a one-way ticket with the clothes on her back and a guitar case slung over her shoulder. Who'd have thought I'd be in the running for Rising Star, much less watching hunky Utah Sheridan sing his song? Grandfather's old guitar sure has brought me luck. She smiled, thinking how he'd love that. All her hopes and dreams were housed in her granddad's ragged guitar case. Every piece of music she'd ever written was tucked safely between his old guitar and the worn red felt lining. There were only three of them left now: Casey Montgomery from Oklahoma, the darling Emerald Braun, and Utah Sheridan. By this time next week, he was banking on only two left standing before the show even started. Emerald Braun wouldn't be one of them. Frank's hand touched hers. "What's this you're trying to hide?" She pulled the wrinkled envelope out, holding it in front of Frank's face. "Oh, this? Don't you know?" "Nope. You got a secret admirer?" "Ha, I don't think so. We both know you put it in the case for me to find, now don't we?" She placed a short fingernail under the seal and ripped it open. "Oh, my God!" Folded neatly inside was a crisp $100,000 bill and a post-it note stuck to the front of it. Her face felt on fire as she read aloud the five words scrawled on the yellow note. "Quit, and this is yours."